Oh, welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. It's Chef and the Fat Man live from Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center. And, oh, my God, we've been having fun today. Chef Eric has been on top of things. And I got to tell you, the great thing about cooking with the North Georgia Eggers is you get to meet some really wonderful people. And throughout the years, part of being an egghead, being part of the community, is the relationships you build, the friendships you build, the numerous times you run into each other throughout the year, all celebrating the Big Green Egg. And, gosh, I don't know, this next guy, I tried to figure out the other day how many years we've known each other. And it goes back to
2006 or 7, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, Bobby Cressip, way back when.
Back when we were competing as yes. Team Barbecue.
Yes. And it's been awesome. And through the years, as I was talking with Kim and Jenny, is that the thing that's amazing is to see the maturation of you all, Kim and Jay, the eggheaders overall, the expansion of things you can do on the egg. You all have put your collective minds together, come up with these great creations. We're going to talk about two of them today. But from where it was years ago to where it is today, it's a celebration of the versatility of the egg.
Well, once somebody said, there's nothing you cannot cook on a green egg. We had to take that challenge and take it to task.
Well, it really has. And you know, of course, we got the Eggtoberfest coming up in October. I think it's the second weekend.
Correct, yeah.
And tickets will go on sale in just another week or two, August 1st. And we know, because you participate every year, you know that if you don't get a ticket, you're crazy, whether you have an egg or not. You've got to get a ticket because they're limited. They sell out. It's at Stone Mountain. It's in the fall. It's a beautiful time of year. But you'll see 200-300 eggs out there all cooking. You're sampling from some of the most creative eggheads in the world internationally. I mean, it's a blast. And you've been presenting as long as I can remember.
Yeah, I guess we've been cooking at Fest since 2005 or 6.
Yeah, about the same time we met. And now one of the things, a couple of things I want to talk about with you today. Today you're doing, now people are very familiar with the London broil, but a lot of people are scared of the London broil because it's, leave us face it, if it's not done well, it's shoe leather. It's just absolutely, it's like a brisket. If you don't cook it well, it's not
medium rare, not well. That's the problem.
That's hey, leave the comedians. I don't tell you how to cook. Don't tell me how to be funny, all right? But, no, you're absolutely right. It's the way you cook a London broil, and a lot of it has to do and can really help with marinating, and that really kind of comes to one of the recipes you're doing here today. What a wonderful. If anybody else would tell me London broil, I go, eh. But this is a great recipe. Tell us about the recipe. What was the brain thoughts behind it? And
it was an idea that started from a friend many years ago, probably 20 years ago, that suggested putting some Dijon mustard on a London broil. And through the years, we evolved it, and we've got it to where we like it. We get out a blender and put in an eighth of a cup of Worcestershire, a fourth of a cup of white vinegar, a half of a cup of Dijon mustard, and get it all running as fast as the blender will run, and then slowly drizzle in a cup of oil so it emulsifies. It becomes like a mayonnaise. And then you can marinate your meat in it, minimum of 12 hours. I've done it as long as 48 hours. It just seems to get better. You looked at it while ago, and you could actually see a line in it where you could see how sort of the marinade had gone into the meat.
Yeah, the marination line. Now that's something I've never seen before, a true marination line. So it went in, you had it marinated for how long?
About 18 hours.
It looks like it was about a quarter of an inch
yeah.
of a marination line. And what I noticed about it, and you keep some obviously off to the side for...
Right, we make a second order and use it as a finished sauce. Honestly, at home, I take the meat out of the marinade, put it in a pan on the stove, and cook it enough to cook the juices in it, and then don't have to make a double order, but... When you're cooking in the public, it's a whole lot easier to do it that way.
Yeah, a lot safer, too.
Yeah.
It cuts down on the Ebola, or the, what is it? Not the Ebola, but the infections that one can get from bad food. But, and I got to tell you, it was absolutely delicious. And like so many of the things you and your wife, Karen, do. Of course, we're talking to Tom and Karen Chamberlain. They are. What is your egghead handle? I don't even.
They used to call me the Rusty Rooster, but I haven't been called that in some time.
Well, I don't. No. That's low-hanging fruit the FCC would condemn me for. And we've got a major announcement coming up, Chef Eric and I, that I can't screw it up now. But you and your wife have been a great team out there for a long, long time, and you can attest to the fact that the egghead community is huge, growing bigger. But the great thing, especially like when you're doing an event here, you really get the time to – you can come and sample for free, learn for free, find out nuances for free, all right here at Le Cordon Green.
Yes, we do. We enjoy doing that. And the other thing is all of us enjoy the camaraderie of getting together and doing it as friends rather than just as people that came together for the day.
And I see so many people come out here already, and the food has been spectacular. Now, there are people, apple pie, desserts, everybody loves desserts. And some will admit they do, some will not, but they really do. One of the desserts that I think catches everybody's attention is apple pie. As American as apple pie, as American as mom's apple pie has been a lexicon in our culture and history for years. And when you tell people, what I love to say when they tell me about the wonders of their Weber or some other kind of girl, I'll say, oh yeah, well, how does it do with pie? Pie, it's a grill. Well, you're right. That's just a grill. The egg is the ultimate cooking experience. And you and Karen, what I just had, which I happen to say I love apple pie, one of the best apple pies I think I've ever had. Tell us about it and get to the particulars.
Well, my wife really does more of it than I do. All I do is cook it. But she found a recipe a few years ago and then altered it to the egg. It's called a cast iron apple pie. We cook it in a cast iron skillet. And strangely enough, you start at the bottom with a stick of butter and a half a cup of brown sugar and melt that into the bottom of the skillet, then actually put a pie crust on top of that. She does half Braeburn and half Granny Smith apples, slices them thin so they cook easily, mixes them with the cinnamon and sugar, puts that in the crust, puts another crust on top of that, paints it with an egg wash, put it in the egg, cook it at 350 until it's done. It's that simple, and you taste it.
Indirect?
Indirect, yes.
Do you have to use the copper tees or anything to separate it from the indirect, or no?
All I do is put the plate setter on the bottom and the grid above that with the plate setter with the legs up, so you've got about a 4-inch space between the plate setter and the grid. Set the pie on the grid.
Well, I'll tell you what, I had a chance to try. Oh, no, excuse me there, Tom. I see Chef Eric is laughing, and I now know why. He seemed so jovial when he walked in, and he's been hiding something underneath the counter, and he just pulled it out. My God, it's broccoli.
What's wrong with broccoli? Especially with cheese.
Well, everything is wrong with broccoli. From the look, the only thing that's good about broccoli is it's got an Irish color to it. Other than that, there is nothing. It's stemmy. It's roughage. That's no. Although, I have found that if you eat it raw with ranch dressing, it's not bad.
I like it a number of ways.
Well, I'm sure you do, but
that's because you have taste.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
That's why I like Chef Eric better than I do Kevin.
Well, no, that means you have no taste in personal selection, but you, but all kidding aside, it's just, see, I'm allergic. I smell broccoli, and it starts a gag reflex, but these two recipes that you shared with us today, if you could, you have those where you could shoot a copy of the recipe to me?
Yeah, if I could get an email for you.
Okay, I'll get an email to you right after we leave, and I'll get you, because those are recipes we want to celebrate. That's why we're here as often as we are. We want to celebrate the egg and the things you can do. And that apple pie was slap delicious.
Well, I'll make sure Karen knows you enjoyed it.
Oh, absolutely. I shall go out and brag immensely about it. But, of course, the dump sum cake that you taught us about many years ago, one of the first things that I ever tried of yours, absolutely outstanding. We actually did it. We had a master's party at Cutter's. huge big screen TV outside and everything else. So they asked if I would cook up something. So I did a peach and a cherry. Everybody thought I was a freaking genius. I said, no. Tom turned it on to me. He got it from the Boy Scouts. I don't know the whole history of it. But once again, kind of similar in some ways. But it's just, once again, the versatility of the egg. And I thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for celebrating with everybody here. I know Karen doesn't like to talk on microphone, but she just pointed to you and said, you do it. And you did what I do and what Chef Eric does. They say, do it. We say, yes.
How high on the way up?
Yeah, that's right. Well, not Chef Eric, though. He wears a pants in his family. Unfortunately, Renee is the belt. But thank you so much, Tom. We appreciate everything that you've done.
Enjoyed it.
It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the camaraderie of the Big Green Egg. Chef and a Fat Man live at Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, baby.